I did attempt a few transports while housed in the redoubt, and all of them ended badly, from a lack of necessary energy.
You look okay to me.
I was not fool enough to climb inside the gateway myself. I used objects, sent them out, and brought them back. The drain of power required to activate the Metrans unit was too much for the weakened nuclear generator, so I had to stop. Within a month's time, I realized another solution would be needed. Knowing of the second gateway, I decided to avail myself of it.
But how? How did you know?
Know what?
About the second Metrans unit. How did you know it was in El Moro? Why even suspect Puerto Rico to have more than one? Like Dean said, two in close proximity is unusual.
Jamais-vous frowned, as if annoyed by the question. When my own cryogenic chamber malfunctioned and I was brought out of cryosleep, I was afraid, perplexed. The redoubt I found myself in was like nothing I had ever seen before, especially once I realized some of my own theories regarding matter transfer were in fact in use. I had no concept of shadowy government groups beyond what I'd read in fiction or saw on television. The late 90s were a hotbed of stories for conspiracy buffs.
So how do you know so much?
Luckily, Dr. Wyeth, when I awoke, my mind was intact. Unlike yourself, there was no one waiting to assist in my adjustment. Still, I was and am an intelligent man. I read, and in my research of the redoubt, I discovered many secrets within that cavernous hole. The curious case of Dr. Theophilus Algernon Tanner, for one. Secret codes, for another, which allowed me to travel from one sealed sector to another. And also, I discovered the existence of a second Matrans unit, one close at hand, since I also read about my current home.
You've been in other redoubts.
Briefly, yes. I didn't linger.
Well, I've been in more redoubts than I can count on my fingers and toes, and none had a book of operating instructions lying on the floor. Seems standard operating procedure called for carting out all sensitive data, and if it couldn't be taken out manually, it was destroyed on the premises.
Not here, Ryan. Not in the Puerto Rican redoubt. Here, files remained, and a most fascinating compact disc, listing gateways and their locations, at least all of the ones in the former United States and its close personal allies. Ryan dwelled on the implications of what Jamais-vous was saying. Such a guidebook could prove invaluable, allowing quick transport across the globe. Now, if you have any other concerns, please relate them.
You know anything about these goat suckers that have been killing off livestock down in Old San Juan?
Jamais-vous gave Ryan a look of amused disbelief. You must be kidding me. The Chupacabras myth. Legend, Ryan. The Puerto Ricans have been bothered by these blood-sucking monsters for years. Goats, sheep, pigs, any and all small animals that end up dead under mysterious circumstances get blamed on the evil Chupacabras.
More than some goats these days. They've started going for people.
People?
It's true. I've seen one of the bodies myself. A little girl.
I am sorry to hear of any loss of life, but what can I hope to do?
Something's out there killing people. Since there seems to be a lack of experienced sect men in Old San Juan, or even men who know which is the proper business end of a blaster, I agreed to look into this matter at least. However, my signing on didn't mean the rest of you have to follow suit. This isn't anything to do with us, at least not at this point.
I go where you go, Dad.
Me too. I'm already climbing the walls of this gussied-up mausoleum. You know I hate standing still.
Me too, lover.
I go. Something to do. Get bored here.
Ryan, I fear I must decline. I am needed to assist Dr. Jamais-vous in some delicate procedures.
No need to apologize, Doc. You've got your own road to follow.
I also have a request. I wish Dr. Wyeth to remain behind as well. According to Dr. Tanner, she also has a practical working theory of the Matrans gateways. Plus, an experienced third hand could prove useful in reaching our eventual goal.
How about it, Mildred? You want to hang back?
I suppose, if it'll help Doc.
Your presence will be invaluable.
Okay. Looks like it's a trio.
Tell you what, Silas. Since you're taking two of my people, how about loaning me some of your set crew in exchange?
Although he didn't look pleased at the notion, Jamais-vous nodded curtly. I can spare an extra set of hands, but only one. If this creature is indeed developing a taste for human blood, we shall need to be vigilant. El Moro is quite large. In this case, a minus rather than a plus. Luis will accompany you.
Fine.
Ryan looked over the group of friends.
And I'm sure the others in Old San Juan will see it as a neighborly gesture.
When are you leaving?
Tomorrow, midday.
I shall inform him of his new assignment. Our stores here are limited when it comes to weaponry, but please take along extra ammunition and any other survival supplies you think you might need. Where are you starting the hunt?
Don't know yet. Soto said he'd show us the way to where he thinks a nest of chupacabras might be hiding.
Then I will bid all of you a good night. Dr. Tanner, if you wish, we can discuss my plans for you in greater detail in the morning.
I am looking forward to it. I shall see you at breakfast.
Jamais-vous strolled out the way he had come. Once he was out of earshot, Ryan glanced at Mildred.
Still don't trust that bastard. Be on guard, Mildred. Especially for Doc.
Of course, Ryan.
All right. Dean, you'll stay with Doc and Mildred.
The hell I will!
What did you say to me, boy?
I said, the hell I will.
That's what I thought I heard. What makes you think you have a choice in the matter?
I'm tired of getting left behind. I can protect myself.
Yes, you showed keen judgment back in Freedom.
Dean didn't look pleased at being reminded of how he'd ended up as a bargaining chip for the flamboyant Beck Morgan, who'd been serving as the mall's baron in charge. Morgan had snatched the opportunity of Dean's being incarcerated to force Ryan and the others to serve as sec men, supplementing his own weak task force.
Not his fault. Was mine. Dean backed Clay. Caught us both. Baron let me go work while kept him. Knew you'd feel strong about kin.
I would have done the same for either of you.
Yeah, but Baron didn't know.
True. All right, then. Mildred, looks like you and Doc are on your own here with Silas. Dean's coming along. And Doc, there's more here than meets the eye. Don't know much about that man. He wants your help, but maybe what he wants is to make some use of you. Use that could leave you worse off.
Thank you, my friend. I shall take your cautions under advisement.
Doc lifted a hand in farewell as they moved off. But Ryan's words sent Doc's thoughts traveling back through time.
Use that could leave you worse off. Soft, soft.
Virginia Redoubt, 1999. Chan had seemed unsurprised when he glanced up and greeted Doc, until he had a delayed reaction with a shocked double-take.
Greetings and salutations, Chan, my boy.
Doc stepped closer to the seated man.
I see they still keep you on the night shift.
His approach sent Chan skittering to his feet. The small man nearly lost his footing as the wheelchair he'd been sitting in rolled away from the desk. He strove to regain his composure.
What are you doing here?
Doc made a waving bye-bye motion with his right hand.
Leaving, I hope.
Chan frowned, taking in what Doc was wearing.
Oh, hell, Doc. Where did you get the security gear?
I liberated it, just as I plan to liberate myself.
Not again. You can't be serious.
I am deadly serious.
Doc stepped closer to the technician's workstation.
Now, I am hoping you will just pretend I am not here while I borrow your keyboard to access this computer and make a few entries and corrections into Operation Kronos' temporal guidance array.
You want to make a Kron jump, Doc? That takes time.
Time? Do not speak to me of time, you twit. What I have no time for is useless debate.
I can't let you do this.
Chan scooted over to the panic button mounted on the far wall of the control room. Such buttons were mounted in flip-top plexiglass boxes and scattered throughout the redoubt in case of emergency.
There's no telling what you might screw up. Besides, you haven't been prepared.
None of us has been prepared. I sure as hell was not prepared when I was sucked up into your little science project.
Doc had hoped Chan wouldn't push it to the limit, but knew now he had no choice but to pull the Glock pistol from where he'd hidden it behind his back in the waistband of his trousers, under the white security guard cloak. He shakily raised the weapon and pointed it. While he was familiar with handguns, the more destructive and powerful guns of this future age left him a bit breathless, especially since this was the first time he'd actually threatened a fellow human being with such a weapon.
Please, Chan, I beg of you. Let me be. This is my risk and my risk alone.
I can't, Doc. You know I can't. Just like I know you can't use that gun. You're not a killer, and the sound of the shot will bring everybody running.
Logic, Chan?
And emotion. An unbeatable combination.
This gun could be silenced.
Doc saw Chan's face fall for a millisecond as the possibility ran through the man's mind.
Why?
Why indeed?
Put it down, Doc. This attempt, it's suicide.
Well, I had to try.
Doc let his shoulders slump and assumed the air of a beaten man before coiling every muscle and springing forward, plowing bodily into Chan and crushing him against the wall before grabbing the technician's clothing and pulling him in a sprawl to the lab floor. Having abandoned using the gun, Doc managed to maneuver himself on top of the younger man, and he pressed his advantage as best he could, covering his struggling adversary's nose and mouth with one hand while trying to maintain his balance with the other. Chan bit down on the fleshy inside of Doc's unprotected hand.
Ah, damnation, boy!
Doc pulled away his injured hand, slinging drops of blood from the bite. His mouth and nose free, Chan sucked in a needed gasp of air before